Asha says a cow can lay an egg. Don't ask how. Grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world. There isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say two, there's never a third. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Cassia says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
That was Muhammad Ali with his most famous poem, I Am the Greatest. Later in life, he explained that no, he is not the greatest, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and he made that clear in one of his famous interviews later on in his life. The next thing I'm going to look at, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm now going to play a clip explaining how this catchphrase came about.
The phrase you'll always be remembered by came from an unexpected source.
I still say it to this day, champ. He floats like a butterfly and he stings like a bee.
He's been in your corner for 14 years and 44 fights, floating in from New York, Drew Bundini Brown.
Oh. You brought it. I never saw him so dressed in my life. And he's sober.
Drew Bundini, what was the moment that inspired that phrase that became so famous that it even became a song?
Well, because to love God is to love people, and I must love Mohammed because he loves God. And all great fighters had nicknames like the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, The Rock, Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar, Smoking Joe Frazier. And he was doing road work, and I was talking to God as I do, not with my mouth, but with my mind. And I was asking God, what was his nickname? And the feeling came to me, call him the way it is. Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
But Bundini, you made a mistake, didn't you, when the champion first interviewed you for a job in his corner?
Yes, I call him a phony because I was with the great Sugar Ray Robinson for 7 years, and I never heard of anyone in sports or anything predicting anything but God saying when it's going to do, the weather or anything like that. And he said that he called the rounds. So I said he was a phony. But then he said to me, he got up off the couch and he looked me dead in the eyes. He said, I work hard and I train and I pray hard. And it has fallen, Bundini, and I knew he was human.
Thank you, Drew Bundini Brown.
I'm now going to talk about Muhammad Ali's boxing career. The 1960 Rome Olympics, at that time he was still known as Cassius Clay. He competed in the light heavyweight division. He was 1 pound shy of the 180 minimum for the larger category. He eventually opted to contest the Olympic light heavyweight division. After knocking out Belgian contender Ivan Bikas in the second round of his first bout, Muhammad Ali reached the final with unanimous decision over Russia's Gennady Shatkov and old adversary Tony Madigan. Facing the Pole Zbigniew Prychkovsky in the final, Muhammad Ali survived a pummeling in the first round to leave his opponent stumped against the ropes in the third. He slept that night with the gold medal around his neck. On the way back from Rome, he stopped off in New York where he went to a famous restaurant. It was only a few days after the final, and still wearing his Olympic team blazer, he was delighted to be recognized by people on arrival at Louisville. He recited his first poem and was honored by a triumphal homecoming parade through the city, where he waved to the crowds from an open-top pink Cadillac. Muhammad Ali started his professional boxing career on October the 29th, 1960, against Tony Hunsaker in Louisville, Kentucky. It was contested over 6 rounds and he won by a unanimous decision in the sixth round. What a brilliant start to his professional boxing career, winning in his first bout. His first shot at the title came on February the 25th, 1964, against Sonny Liston, Miami Beach, Florida. This was for the WBC World Heavyweight title and for the WBA World Heavyweight title. Alhamdulillah, Muhammad Ali won by a knockout in the seventh round. Liston, who was known as the Dark Destroyer, was beaten by Muhammad Ali, 22 years old, who had no fear even being fined in the run-up to the bout for his overly aggressive fighting talk, but he shocked the world in the seventh when a battered and bleeding Liston refused to continue. May the 25th, 1965, the rematch with Sonny Liston in Maine, USA. This was for the WBC World Heavyweight title, and Muhammad Ali won again with a first-round knockout. Muhammad Ali, the WBC champ, won the rematch in controversial circumstances. A little more than 2 minutes in, Ali was eventually declared the winner despite controversy over the strength of the punch and his refusal to retreat to a neutral corner. November the 22nd, 1965, he beat Floyd Patterson in a 12th round knockout for the WBC World Heavyweight title. It was in Las Vegas. This match went all the way to the 12th before the referee called time on Ali's first title defense. Debate continues as to whether the